Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Next hour on the show, NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher, his bets for week four in the NFL, and we'll ask him who's going to win AL MVP. Aaron Judge or the big dumperino, Cal Raleigh. Jay Croucher next hour on the show. Rob Pozzola next hour on the show. His best bets for week four in the National Football League and our best bets for the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Continue to send in your bets on YouTube, on Twitch, and on social media, on Twitter. Your best bet for Arizona and Seattle tonight. We'll read the best answers later in the show. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish will join us in 20 minutes. We look forward to that. We'll get to Femi's things in a moment. First, a happy 88th birthday to friend of the show and friend of the family, to the great Millie, who turns 88 today. Her daughter, Dawn, great friend of our family. So happy birthday, Millie. Millie, big fan of You Better You Bet. Wanted to wish Millie, Femi, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Millie. Awesome. 88. Let's go. Love it. Happy birthday. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the night of football as well, as we have Thursday Night Football. Seahawks in the car.
I don't think she's going to be watching.
Maybe.
She goes to bed at like 7. Just wanted to just to let that hang for a few seconds. Happy birthday to Millie. Femi, why don't you take over here, send it over to our friend Brad Evans, etc. Get the people set.
Yeah, we've got a lot to get to throughout the world of sports today. And it's not just football today. We got NFL, college football, and even baseball with the regular season almost ending. So with that, Jake, let's go ahead and talk about the things that we have across the world of sports.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
You better. Absolutely love it there for our guy, Brad Evans.
The Paulie Walnuts, Brad Evans.
I tell you something, T. You better, you bet.
I'm trying to think of who, like, if Brad Evans were a Sopranos character, like, which character? He's Ralph Cifaretto.
Is he Ralph?
Yeah. Except without, like the violent, like, killer mean streak.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, like, they're all violent as hell. So it's like, I can't picture Brad in like any of them. But yeah, I don't know. maybe he's like an extra member with his "You Better, You Bet." All right, we got a lot to get to. Once again, Jake, hit us with the first one.
The main thing.
The main thing in the world of sports today, we're going to see, Nick, three contenders in two of the biggest games this week in the National Football League. Of course, everyone glued Sunday afternoon, Ravens at the Chiefs, two contenders there. And then Sunday night, Packers and the Cowboys. Now, excluding the Dallas Cowboys from this conversation, which of those three teams, Baltimore, Kansas City, Green Bay, do you feel is best equipped to beat the Super Bowl champion Eagles in the playoffs?
Oh, wait. So it'd be like in the Super Bowl or in like the NFC Championship yes. game, theoretically?
Correct. Yep.
Wow, I think the Eagles are the best team. So I can in good conscience say Kansas City just because we don't... It's not Baltimore. Baltimore's off the list. So it's either Green Bay or Kansas City. I think it's Green Bay. Because we saw Micah Parsons make such an impact in week one. Like whipping Penei Sewell, who's one of the best left tackles in the league. Like... Detroit's offensive line, at least the tackles are awesome, and Micah Parsons made them look silly. So I think Parsons has shown that he can get at quarterbacks and even against teams with good offensive lines. I think I'd lean into the upside, Femi, with the Green Bay Packers. I think Green Bay would actually be my choice here.
What's really fun about this matchup is that we're going to get this game in about a month or so, maybe a month and a half, with Packers hosting the Eagles on Monday Night Football. It'll give us a little bit of a preview. I think we're going to get this at some point in the playoffs, maybe. I know I really like Detroit and Green Bay, but like Philly, I can't put them off the wayside. They're too talented of a team. They're going to be there as well near the end. So
you know
I can't
what I
wait to see
do?
How these two teams match up.
We should be like real men. You know what we should, honestly... Well, we can't because we'll end up running into the same teams. Like when we have like one of those games,
mm-hmm.
like Chiefs Ravens is this weekend.
Yep.
We should use or we should do Survivor on that game.
Oh my God. What are you guys doing for your Survivor entry? We're going to the marquee game of the week.
Yeah, right. It's like Eagles Packers, and we should do Survivor on one of the teams in that game. Ratchet up the consequences there.
At that point in the contest, our entry will be very, very valuable. I don't know if we want to be doing that.
Fair enough.
At least without somebody buying into that one. But I tend to agree. I think it's Green Bay. I felt that way about Green Bay all offseason. I think the Packers are your NFC representative this year in the Super Bowl at Levi's in Santa Clara. The Big G is what they call it there. All right, Jake, hit us with the next one.
The other thing.
Sticking with the Philadelphia Eagles, they're traveling down to Tampa a day early this week. This has been a big thing. Nick Sirianni wants to get down there on Friday, let the team get acclimated to the heat and the humidity
Mons
of
Venus.
Tampa. Now, it's 100%. That's what's going on. And earlier this week, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield on Mark Sanchez's podcast, they were talking about the game, and Baker Mayfield brought up that, hey, you know, the Eagles are coming down an extra day. It's not going to do anything for them. In fact, the fact that they're coming down an extra day means that they're already thinking about the heat and the humidity. Famously, the Sirianni Hurts Eagles, 1-3 down in Tampa, including a couple of playoff losses that did not go well, one in 2021 and one in 2023. Nick, you lived in Florida for a handful of years. I've been to Tampa for a weekend. It's humid as hell. Will the Eagles cover the 3.5 this week in the heat and the humidity of Florida?
Well, the one game had like Brady, and that was Hurts first playoff start, and that game was great because I remember Ken and I were doing countdown to kickoff that morning. It was a Sunday. It was the early game on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and everyone was betting the Eagles, and the game closed either 7 or 6.5. I can't remember. And we kept saying, like, if this is going to close, whatever it was, like, we're going to bet Tampa. And it did, and we bet Tampa, and they covered, and it was really awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a cop-out answer here. Like, I bet Philly -3, and I said that on the show on Monday. So I have Philly 3. I don't have to bet 3.5. If I did, I'd bet the Eagles. Tampa's 3-0 with smoke and mirrors. I think Philly's the best team in football. I think the Eagles are going to make a statement in this game. The Eagles do not strike me as a team that keeps making the same mistakes over and over again, stepping on the same rakes over and over again. I would be legitimately stunned if Todd Bowles put Jalen Hurts in a blender like he has in the past year. To me, yeah. Hurts is kind of leveled up where I don't think that kind of thing's going to happen anymore with him. So I like the Eagles quite a bit in this game. I laid 3. If I had to do something with 3.5, I'd probably still lay the Eagles or put the Eagles in a money line parlay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is pretty funny how, like, these two teams, the vibes are completely different from 3-0. Like, Philly, obviously, Philadelphia media is very much intense, more intense than Tampa Bay media. But, like 3-0 Eagles, you think that they're 0-3 the way everyone's talking about the offense. And, like, everyone's been like, what's going on? Like, we need to get A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith more involved. Meanwhile, Tampa's 3-0 on, like, last-second victories in all three of them. And you could poke holes in what Tampa's doing as well. Also, this Baker Mayfield bicep thing, feels like it's not being talked about enough. I know he's been limited at practice and he's been taking like mental reps and stuff. Like, I don't know how I love this Mayfield bicep injury. Like a quarterback, you're throwing, your bicep's going to be stressed with all the passing attempts. So at three, I would bet Eagles. 3.5, I would probably bet the Eagles as well. Like it's never Tampa for me, even though the Bucs are getting back some reinforcements with Tristan Wirfs and Chris Godwin as they lose Mike Evans as well, unfortunately. Jake, hit us with the next one.
The other thing.
This is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Femi, and Bebfe hanging out with you guys here on this Thursday. Let's get to that other thing. The San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams are 3.5-point home favorites against AFC South opponents. Niners hosting the Jaguars, Rams hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you trust more to cover the spread? Is it San Francisco or is it LA?
I bet the Colts plus 3.5. So I have to say it's San Francisco. It has to do with injuries. Of course, the line in Niners Jaguars is crazy to me. If this is going to close three now, like we don't even have a Thursday injury report yet from San Francisco, right? That'll come out probably this hour. It's 5:10 p.m. Eastern time as we're doing this live right now on Thursday. Yeah. So we'll get that injury report. If like Pearsall plays, if Juwan Jennings plays, if Purdy's back. I actually think this number is like banana land.
What do you think so it should be?
For me, if the Niners were fully healthy, 5.5.
And like by fully healthy, that's obviously like 6. The realistic guys who could play in the game. Like we're not counting Ayuk and like Bosa. Obviously, like we're talking about fully healthy.
I guess Bosa kind of factors into that as well, to be fair.
Okay. So like taking Bosa out of it, realistically, you think that this should kind of be in like that no man's land 5 area.
I do.
As opposed to
4.5. Yeah.
Yeah, because BetMGM, I want to say, have other places. There's a 3-110 that's out there here in Las Vegas, by the way. But 3.5 exists, but it's like a very weak 3.5. Jacksonville has been getting bet.
I love the I'm Mr. Jaguar this season, right?
You're,
is that
you are
fair?
Mr. Duval. You are Mr. Duval. You like him much more than I do.
Okay, so like, is their defense actually legit? I think people think it is.
I think it's average. I thought it was terrible going in, but I must admit that I was wrong.
It's better than because it's the only reason.
You think it's better than average?
The only reason it's definitely better than average is because like the two edge rushers are both awesome. It's like it has to be better than average, dude. Hines, Allen, and Walker are both like excellent pass rushers.
They are excellent pass rushers, but we also saw them give up 30 points to an injured Cincinnati Bengals team that lost their quarterback mid-game. And the other two offenses that they played, Carolina and Houston, they can't block anybody.
So why do you like the Jaguars in the game?
Oh, I like it at 4.5 at the number because San Francisco's injured.
You bet Jaguars 4.5?
I took 4.5 Sunday night.
All right, that's a good job by you.
Yeah, well, let's find out on Sunday if it's a good job.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't a great job with New Orleans.
I love the Jaguars this year. I think they might stink. Now I'm in already.
You don't have to twist my arm to tell me the Jaguars might stink. That was my whole thought process going into the season.
We get a good injury report for San Francisco, and I can bet 3 -110. I'm going to do it on the Niners. Love the Jaguars, and I don't love the Niners. So, a long-winded way of answering your question, for me, it would be San Francisco. For you, it would obviously be the Rams.
I think we're opposite on this one, yeah. To me, it's I might end up betting Rams if we ever get down to 3 -110, but obviously I'm already pot committed with Jacksonville at 4.5, a number no longer available. But even at
3.5,
Jacksonville. I still like Jacksonville at that point as well.
Yeah, I would I bet the Colts plus 3.5. So I'm in on Indy. So I have to say the Colts.
There we go.
The Niners.
Well, NFC West, AFC South matchup in that late window on Sunday. All right, Jake, hit us with the next one.
One more stinking thing. Hey!
Yeah, love that.
I love that. Hey, one more stinking thing. Hey, it's like a song. All right, let's turn our attention to college football because we have a massive weekend on deck in college football, headlined by the two games at 7:30 Eastern: Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia. Get the two TVs ready to roll Saturday night. If you had a free bet, Nick, $100 free bet at price, what's the best bet to win the national title? Is it Penn State plus 600, Oregon plus 700? Georgia plus 700 or Alabama at 13-1?
Georgia, easily. Easily for me, it's Georgia. I think Gunnar Stockton showed you. I already like Gunnar Stockton more than I like Carson Beck last year at Georgia. I loved Gunnar Stockton in the waning moments of the game against Tennessee. Of course, how could you not like him? That win, so I'll be able to do this in long form later. Great. Alabama, great. You beat Louisiana Monroe by 1,000. You beat a bad Wisconsin team that they want to fire the coach, and fat Barry Alvarez is taking shots at the fan base while he's collecting and counting his money. Great. Congratulations. I mean, he's fat. Right?
Yeah, I think it's almost implied, isn't it?
Because he's been fat for a long time.
Made it seem like there was a skinny Barry Alvarez.
Yeah, see, it's fat Barry Alvarez. Yeah, he's like shoving cheese curds into his gullet while he's criticizing the fan base that made him rich. They are good. they're delicious. They're great. Awesome. Bama, you did that. That's great. Also, you got smacked in the face by Florida State in week one. What has Bama done? And I know that you could say if they beat Georgia, they've beaten Georgia. Georgia's shown way more to me. Georgia's the home team in this game. Ty Simpson is a theory. He doesn't exist yet. He could after Saturday night. Gunnar Stockton's a real thing. I'll take Georgia. And I like Oregon plus the points against Penn State because I don't want to bet. Both coaches are big game chokers, and I'm getting 3.5 with one. That's why I want to make the bet on Oregon. I don't like Oregon or Penn State. Ergo, Georgia Bulldogs for yours truly. More things coming up later this hour, but on the other side, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish with his favorite college football bets for the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.